Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. So glad to be your hosts out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. And speaking of that, discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Yep, something like the Nebraska Star Party that's coming up this July. Check that out at nebraskastarparty.org. And a lot of other things to do while you're here. Maybe a great golf outing. Check out those opportunities at visitvalentine.org.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive you.
Oh, is it Valentine's Day?
Oh,
already?
I just threw that out there.
Okay.
It's just the 23rd of April. It's worth it.
You know, a lot of people love the Tri-State Livestock News.
They do. They love it a lot because it is so dependable, reliable, and has the latest in information. You get it all with Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com and you will get just a tiny touch of all that is available. Right there, live, you've got the latest stories, the sales reports, the updates. You can subscribe there and then every week receive a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's got all that you're trying to keep track of in one safe location.
All right, so what are you going to share on The Good Stuff today?
The Little House.
The Little House on the Prairie?
No, but that's exactly what I thought of. Anyway, this is from Debbie Shafto. One of my bygone recollections, as I recall the days of yore, is the little house behind the house with the crescent over the door.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. 'Twas a place to sit and ponder with your head bowed down low, knowing that you wouldn't be there if you didn't have to go. Ours was a three-holer with the size for everyone. You left there feeling better after your usual job was done. You had to make these frequent trips, rather snow, rain, sleet, or fog, to the little house where you usually found the Sears Roebuck catalog. Oft-times in dead of winter, the seat was covered with snow. 'Twas then, with much reluctance, to the little house you'd go. With a swish, you'd clear the seat, bend low with dreadful fear. You'd blink your eyes and grit your teeth as you settled on your rear. I recall the day Grandpa, who stayed with us one summer, made a trip to the shanty, which proved to be a Hummer. 'Twas the same day my dad finished painting the kitchen green. He just cleaned up the mess he'd made with rags and gasoline. He tossed the rags in the shanty hole and went on his usual way, not knowing that by doing so, he would eventually rue the day. Now, Grandpa had an urgent call I never will forget. This trip he made to the little house lingers in my memory yet. He sat down on the shanty seat with both feet on the floor, then filled his pipe with tobacco and struck a match on the outhouse door. After the tobacco began to glow, he slowly raised his rear, tossing the flaming match in the open hole with no sign of fear. The blast that followed, I am sure, was heard for miles around, and there was poor Grandpa just sitting on the ground. The smoldering pipe was still in his mouth, his suspenders he held tight. The celebrated three-holer was blown clear out of sight. When we asked him what had happened, his answer I'll never forget. He thought it must be something that he had recently ate. Next day, we had a new one, which my dad built with ease, with a sign on the entrance door which read, "No smoking, please." That's the end of the story, with memories of long ago, of the little house behind the house where we went because we had to go.
Well, that is pretty cute. There'll be some people out there that remember those trips.
Yes, indeed.
Well, since I mentioned about the golfing here in the Valentine area, I thought maybe a golf trivia thing would be interesting for you. The word caddy in golf, you know, the person that carries the clubs and stuff, came from Mary, Queen of Scots. She played golf in France and was guarded by French military aides called cadets. They carried her clubs when she brought golf back to Scotland, as the word caddy stuck with them. A French military term is now used on every golf course on the planet, and the best caddies at HSV golf course are the ones who know which club to hand you after 18 holes, a cold drink at the private dock, Hot Spring Village. So, little information about caddies.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hugo.
Hugo who?
Hugo first, and I'll go second.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, that's a good place to leave off today. Thanks for listening to some of the great radio stations out there, like here on South Dakota's KOKK, 1210 AM. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.